there never seems to be enough time, but so important that we describe the story of freedom and stand back and see it more clearly so that we all may be involved by our own free choice. Freedom is not free. It requires our personal sacrifice. You are personally significant to the future of this world, and therefore, through this story of freedom, we become collaborators. Collaborators with our ancestors, collaborators with those who care, collaborators because freedom is worth it. But also, you know, that this story of freedom, this freedom versus slavery, it crosses all political lines, all spiritual lines, all religious lines. It is emotional anatomy. It is physiologic, biologic. It is designed into the organism. It's freedom versus slavery. And we witness reflexes, default emotional reflexes that force our behaviors, force our thinking, force us into moods and attitudes. Remember Viktor Frankl, who says, freedom is the freedom to choose our attitudes. Well, in adversarial society, we are no longer free to choose our attitudes. We are captured by the adversarial positioning of everyone who walks the earth, the news media, the political science arena, and now psychological science. Dirty Harry, self-justification, takes over, make my day. But if you had a free choice, is that how we wish for this all to turn out? If you had a free choice, would we be submitting to dictatorship as the only answer? If we had a free choice, would we be caught up in cycles of self-justification that eliminate any strategic thinking? If we had a free choice, would we not be able to remember our ancestors? Again, our ancestors have spoken through the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, 3rd chapter. They have attempted to communicate with us. If we had a free choice, would we listen? Or are we so headstrong in our adversarial positioning that we cannot hear? That we cannot develop a strategic thinking, an intellectual alliance to recognize that greater gratitude makes for greater awareness? That's built into the organism. That's emotional anatomy. And that we are developing an awareness that we lose out. We don't make it there. We get sidetracked. Our free choice gets suppressed because gratitude is opposed inside the creature by the dark side negativity. And it is in the opposed by the dark side negativity that we recognize the reflexes take over and demand, determine, and force our responses in the form of, say, the angry outburst. There's no secret. It is the angry outburst occurs. The reflex takes over. If you had a free choice, would it ever take over again? No. But in the absence of free choice, there it is again. First, there is anger, frustration, fear, helplessness. Then the outburst and the self-justification. This is the domestic violence. This is the Thucydides trap. No mahalo for awareness. gratitude is not allowed. And even though mahalo is a word that was developed over thousands of years, it is belittled and demeaned by the adversarial attitudes. No respect for our ancestors, no respect for our predecessors, no respect for the indigenous peoples. We are the indigenous peoples to the next 5,000 years. And if freedom is to survive, we must begin talking story. Freedom versus slavery. And recognize personal privilege and responsibility for speaking up and allowing ourselves to stand back and see this bigger picture through the lens of awe and wonder. Heart, home, belly, calm, rest. Wow! Heart, home, belly, calm, rest. Awareness, greater gratitude. It doesn't matter which political system you are in. So now we are preparing ourselves. We are preparing ourselves to be able to deal with the reality. Washington Post opinion says, let's get used to it. Here comes the dictatorship. Well, we can't predict the future. But Viktor Frankl, confined to the death camps in Nazi Germany, got to write his book, Our Greatest Freedom is the Freedom to Choose Our Attitude. All right, stand up and let's be counted as ones who care. Respect for our ancestors. Respect for Pono Mahalo. Gratitude that we can do the right thing. We are all involved. This is an intellectual alliance. I'm recruiting you. We are becoming aware that our reflexes dominate our thinking, and we have yet to develop a vocabulary that assists us in navigating the ocean of emotion, choosing wisely that which is better and better and better, and then moving forward into our future and helping each other understand. Putting emotional anatomy into the fundamentals of education, reading, writing, arithmetic, and emotional anatomy, so that we may lay the foundations of greater confidence that will be necessary for us to make a free choice.